T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, we get a new kickoff rule, and then hours later, the Steelers sign the man with the most kickoff returns for touchdowns in NFL history. Coincidence?
Absolutely not. And this is one of those things that I wish I had been thinking of, because I try to stay ahead of the curve on crap like this. And I should have been banging the gong for the idea that the moment this goes through, Cordarrelle Patterson is going to find a new home. And the Steelers would have been one of the teams on the list because of the connection to Arthur Smith, the new offensive coordinator. So doesn't surprise me at all. And it's just another example. There's all this talk in the NFL about the Cowboys going all in and not really doing anything. The Steelers are showing them what it looks like to go all in, addressing your most important needs and taking advantage of new opportunities to make the team better, because whoever masters this new kickoff rule is going to have a huge advantage when it comes to field position and ultimately points and wins.
Mike, how much of an impact do you think we're actually going to see on the field from this rule? Because I'll tip my hand a little bit here. I'm actually very excited about it. In the hands of NFL-level talent players instead of XFL guys, like, I think this could be a lot of fun and very beneficial for the league.
Last year when they were debating the latest change to the prior existence of the kickoff, and they acknowledged years ago that the kickoff is the most dangerous play in football, their strategy for dealing with it was to just engineer situations where it would happen less often and basically nullify the play. So when they were talking about that last year and this XFL opportunity first came up, a head coach told me it was going to be a disaster because NFL caliber kick returners are going to make that one move bust through an opening in that cluster where it's all pressed together now, where it's kind of like a loose line of scrimmage. You get through that and there's nobody back there. Now it's going to be incumbent on special teams coordinators to come up with ways to maybe drop some of those guys back. You've got 10 guys aligned at the 40. You can drop some of them back as almost like safeties and last line of defense if you want. It doesn't have to be all 10 of them rushing forward. But either way, you give the kick return specialist the opportunity to field the ball and catch the ball with no one coming toward them. And as soon as they get it, that's when people can start moving. That's a huge advantage for great return specialists. And I think that with reduced risk of injury on this play now, you may see teams with, you know, like a Tyreek Hill back there sometimes or more often than that, because you're talking about a huge potential advantage in field position if you can get that ball, you know, past the 30, 35-yard line.
Mike, Art Rooney's quote on this was he didn't have any enthusiasm for the rule, and he only voted for it because he felt like everybody else was doing it, so he didn't want to be looked at as a dissenting vote. He wanted to just do the right thing. Do you think what you just said about the way that guys can exploit this rule, do you think that's the reason why Rooney is so against it, or do you think it's something else?
I think there's just concern because it's so much happening all at once without any real idea of what will happen. This is a true experiment. You know, they call a lot of these rule changes experiments. This is a, I don't know what's going to happen. Let's press the button and find out. Let's light the fuse and see where it goes. And it's important to consider the fact that Rooney wasn't completely thrilled with this because three teams voted no. And it's a one-year thing. So to renew it next year, you only need six teams to join the three, assuming that the three that are against it don't fall in love with it after 1 year, which I guess is theoretically possible. But, you know, the commissioner has acknowledged they have to tinker with this thing after 1 year. Well, you know, tinker may be major surgery, and you may have two or three competing versions of the rule that emerge, and you may not be able to get 24 teams behind any of them next year. It's all to be determined this year as this thing goes forward. And there, if there are weaknesses, if there are loopholes, if there's anything that someone discovers and takes advantage of it, either by creating great field position or shutting down the play, that's going to factor into whether it continues for another year.
Mike, you know what's been perplexing for me since this rule change came out with the kickoffs and then the hip drop tackle is this. Everybody involved, like other than the players, so competition committee, owners, whatever, seems to be in lockstep from what I've been reading. Hey, it's good that we got the hip drop tackle out of the game. The players shouldn't be mad. We're trying to make the game safer. And yet in terms of the way each of these things could impact games this coming season, I think there is far greater potential for teams to be incensed when a crucial 15-yard penalty is called on a hip drop that no one can decide whether it was or wasn't a hip drop, and it might cost a team a game, than this new kickoff rule that some people seem to be on the fence about does the same thing to a team. Like, I guess I'm surprised that there is such support at the highest levels of the NFL among owners for this hip drop rule.
Well, and that's not surprising because we've kind of gotten to a point where what Roger Goodell wants, Roger Goodell gets. And it's not necessarily that there is this coalition of owners who decided this must happen. It's the commissioner wants it. He's got a strong personality. He's used to getting what he wants. And it's easier to just give the guy what he wants. And let's just move forward. We've entrusted this guy with the job. He's had it for 18 years now. If he wants it, he gets it. And they are both safety rules ostensibly, although it's funny to hear them say the injury rate will go down for the kickoff. No, it won't. It's going to go up. There's going to be more injuries than there's been because there's going to be kick returns. And they say they're concerned about concussions with kick returns. You know what they're concerned about, and they won't talk about it because you don't want to manifest it. You don't want to acknowledge it. They're concerned about a serious injury, paralysis, two guys running straight at each other, maximum speed, maximum forces, helmet dips for both guys. That's your instinct as you approach that collision. The forces gather at the back of the cervical spine, bone breaks, spinal cord damage, paralysis, or death on the field. Nobody's allowed to play football anymore. Parents tell their kids, you're done. That's what they're worried about. That's why they've been trying to minimize that play for all this time. And for the hip drop, you're absolutely right, because it's so vague, and they want to be able to enforce it with fines imposed after the fact, but it's so vague. You're giving officials another way to either throw a flag or not throw a flag in a key moment that can affect the outcome of a key game.
My wife texted in, Mike, and because you're a West Virginia guy, she wants to know, do you go big thumbs up on pepperoni rolls, or are you ambivalent about them?
Huge, both thumbs up. Look, our family owns the Tomorrow's Bakery in Clarksburg, and we've owned it for a couple years now. We have a piece of it. My brother-in-law has most of it, and he runs it. So big pepperoni rolls, as long as they're blueback, Tomorrow's. Other ones can go to hell. Tomorrow's pepperoni rolls only.
What's the trick? What makes a good pepperoni roll, Mike?
I don't know, because I'm not involved in the baking process. But, you know, the whole thing comes from the fact that in the coal mining days, you go underground, you got your lunch pail. If you got a sandwich with, like, you know, lettuce and tomatoes and crap, they fall all over the mine. And trust me, the five-second rule does not apply in a coal mine. And the pepperoni roll is this self-contained loaf of bread with the meat baked right in it. And it gets good and greasy when you cook it, and the grease kind of works its way into the bun. And they are really, really good. They're all really good. There isn't. I've never had a bad pepperoni roll.
We got to almost meet halfway and have a handoff where you give us some of these pepperoni rolls and we give you like a six pack of Icy Light Mango, like a treat.
We can work that out. We can work that out. Hell, I'm up there all the time during football season. I'll just swing by and drop a dozen of them.
There you go.
Where I don't even know where you guys are, but wherever it is.
Oh, you'll find us. If you got pepperoni rolls, we got the beer, and we will make this exchange happen, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, I thought the question was whether or not the game the other night was rigged. It was.
Oh, yes. Man.
They couldn't have the golden child not advance past the round of 32. Every damn commercial is Caitlin Clark. The only way you were beating her in that game is if you beat her by 30
Mike,
points.
Mike, the ref was from Clarksburg. Did you know that?
The male
we
ref.
We found that out yesterday. The head ref.
Wow.
Clarksburg guy. He probably goes to your bakery. Give him a hard time next time
Mike,
you see him there.
He's also considered apparently the best male ref in women's college basketball.
Yep.
Well, and he did his job the other night because the Golden Child advanced.
Thanks, Mike. We'll see you, brother.
Yes.
Mike Florio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.